welcome everyone to our Communion Sunday. I'm sure Amos will give you a better welcome than I can at the moment. I just wanted to say we had our messy church yesterday, and up on the wall behind you, we have a random act of kindness wall with some post-it notes on it. I would like to encourage our church and our congregation today to take one of these post-it notes off and spread kindness throughout the community. We looked at Jesus healing the man of leprosy and how he was very kind to that man by healing him physically, but also with his social issues that he had as well from being a leper. So I would like to encourage you to take one of the post-it notes and do something for someone else that's very kind. So thank you.
A very good morning to you all.
Good morning.
And how nice to see a full church house this morning. Communion Sundays are still very special occasions in the Church of Scotland where people wear their Sunday best to church. In Cameroon, when we grew up, everybody will be in white to signify purity. So welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. On behalf of our congregation and parish, I would love to welcome all those who are worshiping with us today for the first time, or those who are doing so after a long while, but also to welcome our brothers and sisters who are worshiping via Zoom. Unfortunately, we can't serve you communion via Zoom, but you are very much welcome. Just a few intimations, some are on the order of service. One, we are beginning the Wednesday afternoon club again, following from the Guild Launch project. It's agreed that this will begin weekly from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. each Wednesday in the Agnes Duncan Room, starting this Wednesday. And all of us are encouraged to come to meet other people and also to share in the meal. There will be no charge. However, if anyone wishes to make a donation, then there will be a collection plate. I think we all like free things, so please come along and treat yourself to some nice things. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, 166, Lord of all hopefulness. Let us pray. Loving God, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning in worship with gratitude and anticipation, trusting in your boundless grace and mercy. As we gather together to celebrate Holy Communion, we ask that you open our hearts and minds to your presence, filling us with your peace and hope. May this time of worship be a time of renewal and refreshment for our souls, as we come before you in humility and awe. Gracious Father, we give thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has shown us the way of love and redemption. We are grateful for this opportunity to gather around your table and partake of the bread and cup, symbols of his sacrificial love for us. As we remember his death and resurrection, we give thanks for the hope and new life that he offers to all who believe. May we be strengthened and renewed in our faith as we partake of this holy meal. Merciful God, we come before you with contrite hearts, aware of our own failings and shortcomings. We confess that we have not always lived up to your call to love and serve others, and that we have at times allowed fear and doubt to overshadow our hope in you. Forgive us for the times when we have failed to trust in your goodness and mercy, and for the times when we have turned away from your grace. Help us to turn back to you with humble hearts, seeking your forgiveness and renewal. May these prayers help to create a spirit of reverence, gratitude, and hope as we come together to celebrate Holy Communion. And we've made all our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, 173, Sing to God New Songs of Worship.
Thank you.
Children are in their places to do their classes, so we don't have a children's address this morning. We will probably just go to the anthem. Or are you willing to play "Come Now Is the Time"? Let's stand and sing again. "Come Now Is the Time to Worship." It's a very beautiful song.
Yeah. Our Old Testament reading this morning is taken from Job chapter 14, reading from verse 1 to 15. Mortals born of woman are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away. Like fleeting shadows, they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on them? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. A person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So look away from him and let him alone till he has put in his time like a hired laborer. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water it will bud, and put forth shoots like a plant. But a man dies and is laid low. He breathes his last and is no more. As the water of a lake dries up, or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so he lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, people will not awake or be roused from their sleep. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me till your anger has passed. If only you would set me a time and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. And our New Testament reading is taken from John chapter 16, reading from verse 16 to 23. The disciples' grief will turn to joy. Jesus went on to say, "In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me." At this, some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? And because I am going to the Father." They kept asking, "What does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he is saying." Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." Thanks be to God for these readings from his holy work. Our next hymn is number 738, "Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken."
Me.
Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word, which is capable of changing and transforming our lives and giving us hope in the midst of our problems. Bless us now as we speak and listen to you, to your word. Enlighten us, strengthen us, and grant us hope. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Jesus Christ said to his disciples that they will suffer, but their suffering will quickly turn to joy. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, human suffering is a universal experience. And that experience can challenge our faith and understanding of God's goodness. It can be difficult to reconcile the presence of God or the presence of suffering with our belief in a loving and all-powerful God. And many times we question how a God who is described as just and merciful could allow innocent people to suffer. But these questions are not new, and they have been asked throughout human history. In our readings this morning, both Job and Jesus acknowledge the reality of suffering, but offer different perspectives on how to respond to it. So let us explore some of the ways that people have grappled with the reality of human suffering and the goodness of God. Let us think of the ways in which our faith can sustain us in times of difficulty and how we can find hope and comfort in the midst of our struggles. Through prayer, reflection, and contemplation, we can deepen our understanding of God's goodness and find solace in the promise of God's love and God's mercy. In John chapter 16, we hear the words of Jesus where he speaks of a time when his disciples will be filled with sorrow, but then their sorrow will turn to joy. And he compares this to a woman in labor who endures pain and anguish, but then forgets her suffering when her child is born. It is a message of hope and a reminder that even in times of great difficulty, there is reason to believe that joy will surely come. As the psalmist rightly says, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. At the same time, we also read from the book of Job where the protagonist expresses his despair and hopelessness in the face of his suffering. He acknowledges the inevitability of death and the fleeting nature of human life, comparing it to a flower that withers and fades away. Job also speaks of the futility of trying to please God through good deeds, as he believes that even the righteous will face death and decay. He questions why God would choose to punish him in this way, despite his attempts to live a blameless life. Both of these readings in John and Job offer insights into the human experience of suffering and the search for meaning in the face of adversity. In the Gospel of John, we see Jesus offering comfort and hope to his disciples, assuring them that their present sorrow will give way to joy. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a message that is relevant to us today as we navigate the challenges of our own lives. It reminds us that even in the darkest moments, there is reason to believe that a brighter future is still possible. At the same time, the book of Job reminds us that the search for meaning in suffering is not always straightforward or easy. Job's words reveal his deep anguish and sense of confusion in the face of his suffering. He struggles to understand why God would allow such pain and despair despite his best efforts to live a righteous life. This too is a reality that many of us can relate to. We may feel like Job, questioning the meaning of our suffering and struggling to find answers. Yet, even in the midst of this struggle, both of these readings offer a message of hope. They remind us that even when we feel like we are in the deepest or depths of despair, there is reason to believe that we will find joy and meaning again. They encourage us to hold on to hope and to trust in the goodness of God, even when we cannot see it in the midst of our suffering. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what kind of suffering did you bring with you to church this morning, hoping that God will make those burdens light for you? Is it mental health issues? Is it depression, anxiety, and other mental problems that are weighing you down? Maybe it is alcohol and drug abuse, and you don't know how to control your appetite for the things that are killing your health. There are high rates of addiction and related health problems in this country, and I recently read that Scotland has the highest drug-related death rate in Europe. Or is it poverty and financial hardship? Many of us are struggling with poverty and financial hardship, and this can lead to stress, anxiety, and other health problems. But there are those who are suffering from physical health issues. There are a range of them, including cancer, heart disease, respiratory illnesses, and many more. And then there is social isolation and loneliness, which is a significant problem in our country, particularly among older adults, and you are struggling with your aloneness. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, suffering is not evidence of God's absence, but of God's presence. And it is in our experience of being broken that God does his surest and most characteristic salvation work. There is a way to accept, embrace, and deal with suffering that results in a better life, not a worse one, and more of the experience of God, not less. God is working out his salvation in our lives the way he has always worked it out, at the place of brokenness, at the cross of Jesus, and at the very place where we take up our cross. And suffering can indeed lead to transformation if we manage it rightly. I'm sure all of us know a little biology about the caterpillar. A caterpillar spends its life crawling around on the ground, never realizing the full potential of its beauty and strength. But through a process of transformation, it becomes a beautiful butterfly, able to fly and soar to new heights. In the same way, our struggles and suffering can be a catalyst for transformation, helping us to become the best version of ourselves and live more fully. So today, friends, let us take heart from these words of Scripture. Let us remember that even in times of great difficulty, we can trust in the hope and love of God. Let us seek comfort in the knowledge that our sorrow will not last forever and that a brighter future awaits us. And let us pray for the strength and wisdom to navigate the challenges of our own lives with faith and courage, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he reigns forever and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your encouragement that even in our difficulty, we should be able to trust you and to hope that there are always better days ahead. Give us that faith. Give us that hope. And strengthen us. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Ye gates, lift up your head on high. It's hymn number 19. Dearly beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have come together to receive God's grace and love in the communion of the Lord's table. Many as we are one body. Therefore, acknowledge each other as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you, and endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Christ says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Can we turn to our neighbors and say, "Peace be with you." Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Let us now, in communion with the whole Church of Christ, offer to God our sacrifice of praise by professing our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. Those who are able to stand, please. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, we bring to you the ordinary things of life, bread and wine and money. And in bringing them, we bring ourselves. Take us and our gifts of money to do your work in the world. Take this bread and wine from us and feed us through them with your love by the power of the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Dearly beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Lord Jesus Christ on the night in which he was betrayed took bread and wine, I take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart to the holy use and mystery to which he has appointed them. And as he blessed these holy things and gave thanks, let us come near to God and present to him our prayers and our thanksgiving. Let us pray. Gracious Father, it is always right and our duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for your endless glory and redeeming love. For through him you have created all things and have given us life and have protected us. But above all, you have shown your love in sending your beloved Son into the world, who humbled himself to lift us up to you. Father, you are holy, and you are merciful because you loved the world so much that you gave your only Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Not as we ought, but as we are able, do we bless you for the precious gift of this gracious Savior, the Son of the Virgin who went about doing good, the holy sacrifice who made himself the means by which our sins are forgiven, the loving mediator who has reconciled us with you, the mighty victor who has overcome death and has risen in glory and majesty, the living bread given for the food of the world. And we bless you for the gift of the Holy Spirit going out from him and from you, and for the promise of his coming again in power and great glory. Therefore, in remembrance of his blessed passion, his wonderful resurrection, and his glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again, we, your servants, together with all your people, celebrate this memorial which he has commanded us to make. And we most humbly pray you to send your Holy Spirit to make holy both us and these gifts of bread and wine which we have set before you, that the bread may be to us the bread of eternal life, and this cup the cup of everlasting salvation, and that we who trust in your many mercies may be made partakers of the new life in Jesus Christ with all his benefits to the glory of your most holy name. We thank you for our fellowship with all your church in heaven and on earth, and pray you to fulfill in us the purpose of your redeeming love. Through Jesus Christ, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be given to you, O Father, Almighty, our Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. My body, which is broken for you, do this in memory of me." In the same way also, when supper was ended, he took the cup, and when he had blessed and given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you, my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in memory of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Your death, O Christ, we proclaim. Your resurrection, we announce. Your coming, we await. Amen." Please, may I ask you now to take out your bread. Take and eat. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ was broken for you on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of your sins. You are ready with your wine. Drink the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was shed for you on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of your sins. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "All you who labor and are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon yourself, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen. Having now by faith received the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, let us give thanks. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let us pray. Lord God, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we render to you all glory, thanks, and praise for your great goodness, that you have permitted us to make this memorial of your Son, our Savior, and his sacrifice on the cross, and have received us into communion with him and with all who love him, and have fed us with this spiritual food. And we humbly pray you to assist us with your grace, that we continue in this holy fellowship and live from now on to your glory. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this time of worship and fellowship. We pray for our church, the Church of Scotland, that it may continue to be a light in the darkness, sharing the hope and love of Christ with all who are in need. May we go forth from this place renewed in our faith and strengthened in our commitment to follow you. Holy Spirit, who moves within and among us, surround us and ahead. We thank you for the fellowship we have in you. You are the bond between us, who breathes into the life of our community that perfect unity of love that is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Inspire us, we humbly pray, that in the life that we share together as a community of faith, as church, people may know themselves loved as Jesus loves. Dear Lord, we pray for those who are suffering from physical or emotional pain. Bring them comfort and healing, and help them to find hope and strength in you. We pray for those who are struggling with financial hardship, unemployment, or other challenges. Provide for their needs and guide them through these difficult times. We pray for those who are experiencing loneliness or social isolation. Please surround them with your love and help them to find connection and community. We pray for those who are battling addiction or substance abuse. Give them strength to overcome their struggles and guide them to the resources they need for healing. Father God, we lift up those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Comfort them in their sorrow and give them the hope of eternal life with you. We pray for those who are first facing persecution or injustice. Give them courage and strength and guide us as we seek to stand with them in solidarity. God of all hope, we pray for a world that is hurting and broken. Guide us as we work to bring healing and restoration, and help us to be agents of hope and transformation in our communities. We pray especially for the ongoing conflict in Sudan between the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces. We pray, O Father, that this war may cease and that people will find safety as they run from it. May we be communities of reconciliation, seeking restorative justice, building bridges, making connections, reaching out to others to the glory of your holy name. Especially we pray for people in challenging places, in countries recovering from earthquake, in places where there is war, in situations where people have been hurt by the actions of others and where relationships are fractured. God of peace, may the love with which the Good Shepherd tends all the flock restore the image of God in us all. Gracious God, after whom every family on earth and heaven takes its name, we thank you for deep relationships, for opportunities to give and to receive, to listen and hear what another is saying, to serve one another and celebrate every kindness. In moments of silence, we bring to you our thoughts and our prayers. Father God Almighty, on this Sunday before the coronation of King Charles III, we pray for His Majesty the King and for Camilla, the Queen Consort. May your spirit be with them as they are affirmed in their responsibilities. Grant them joy, and may many be encouraged by their interest and concern. We pray for all whose office and responsibilities affect the lives of many, for those who represent their country's interests, that in all they do, may be mindful of the well-being of every child of God. Dear Lord, our crucified and risen Savior, you intercede for us before the throne of God. Thanks be to you. Holy Spirit, you help us to pray in sounds too deep for words. Thanks be to you. Creator of life, you call us to life anew. Thanks be to you. May these our prayers serve as a reminder that even in times of suffering, we can turn to God for comfort and hope, and that through our prayers and actions, we can be agents of healing and transformation in the world around us. Amen. Final hymn is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. This is my story. This is my song.
There was salvation, righteous of God.
in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Amen.